East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
The political developments about to unfold in Tshwane, topping headlines this morning. Former Minister of Public Enterprises, Malusi Gigaba, has confirmed that he will hand himself over to authorities to appear in court today. In a post on social media, Gigaba says he doesn't yet know the nature of the charges which are linked to the state capture investigation into Transnet. Mangaliso Khumalo has filed this report for Newswatch.
Dr. Malusi Gigaba says he'll honour the summons and appear before the court as required. The charges form part of the ongoing state capture-related prosecutions involving procurement contracts at Transnet. The Zondo Commission recommended that charges be brought against Gigaba before advising Transnet to proceed with the multi-billion rand locomotive orders. Gigaba signed as a witness when former Transnet CEO Brian Molefe signed a contract for 95 locomotives in 2012, a deal that was found to have been irregular. It was followed by an additional 400 units in 2014. It was tied to contacts with companies in China. The costs are reportedly over 54 billion rand. Gigaba served as the Minister of Public Enterprises from 2010 to 2014. He says he played no direct role in awarding procurement contracts, emphasizing that such decisions rested with the board and executive leadership of the state-owned entity. The NPA has not yet provided full details of the charges. Mangaliso Khumalo, Newswatch, Johannesburg.
The mayor of Phumgeni says he's asked the Kingdom of Lesotho to take more responsibility for citizens who live and work in the municipality. Chris Papa says community members raised several issues during a recent meeting. He says there were reports of undocumented individuals working illegally and being exploited. The Gender-Based Violence Forum and the Local Drug Action Committee were among the stakeholders included in the talks. Papa says there were also allegations of people being involved in the illicit drug trade and incidents involving child abandonment.
Apart from citizens who are here illegally, the Mgeni municipality has requested that that government take a more active role in managing those citizens from that country who have abandoned children in South Africa, who are participating in the trade of illicit goods, and those who are defaulting on their HIV/AIDS treatment, leading to a spike in infections.
Disaster teams in Cape Town say more than 200 refugees were affected by yesterday's fire in the suburb of Maitland. Spokesperson Soninga Latakhan says the marquee housing them was gutted, along with several other structures used as kitchens. She says the Social Security Agency, SASSA, has been asked to assist, while the Gift of the Givers began providing humanitarian relief from last night.
Disaster Risk Management has activated its mobile joint operations center on site, and assessments will continue today to determine infrastructure damage and what repairs are needed. The city's solid waste department will be on site this morning to clear the debris now that the ground has cooled down.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa is presiding over the G20 at a time when the world is faced with increasing wealth and income inequalities. The G20 Leaders Summit will be held in Johannesburg on the 22nd and 23rd of this month. Answering questions in the National Assembly yesterday, Ramaphosa said the summit must make a political commitment to address debt vulnerabilities in low and middle income countries.
The summit is expected to support efforts to strengthen the global financial safety net and enhance representation of developing economies in the major and key decision-making centers of the international economic and financial world.
Another look at the story making headlines. Former Public Enterprises Minister Malusi Gigaba has confirmed that he will hand himself over to authorities to appear in court today in a matter linked to the state capture probe into Transnet. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Litara Nadesan.